is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com. It's great to have you with us once again today. The Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, met a Gentile woman who wanted healing for her daughter. The Lord Jesus said to her that he was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In Matthew, we read that he came to save his people, that is, Israel, from their sins. Salvation at that time was of the Jews. The reason this woman could not receive the salvation is because from the call of Abraham in Genesis 11, God had given up the Gentiles. Romans 1 will give you the details. The Gentiles did not glorify God as God, they didn't thank him, and they worshiped idols. Up till Abraham, the only hope in the future was a resurrection after the heavens passed away. See Job 14:12. This is the great white throne of Revelation 20:11. Following this was the new heavens and new earth known as paradise. Paradise is in the future, by the way, not some place you go at death. It is entered by resurrection. The malefactor who was crucified with the Lord asked for a place in the kingdom, but the Lord Jesus refused him this place because the Gentiles could not have a resurrection early enough for that kingdom. Then Abraham comes on the scene in Genesis 11. God promised a land to Abraham and his seed. That promise was not fulfilled in Abraham's lifetime, and Israel never possessed the boundaries that God promised them. So if Israel is going to receive this land, then Abraham and his seed must have an earlier resurrection. See Matthew 8:11. It will be at least 1,000 years before the Great White Throne. When Peter opened the door of the kingdom to the Gentiles at the house of Cornelius, the date of their resurrection was set forward as well. That was the salvation of the Jews. Cornelius was a devout man full of good works, just like Job. But Cornelius was grafted into the olive tree, the good one, and could partake of the promise made to Abraham. Now read Romans 11 for the details. There was another hope also for Israel and Gentiles as well. It was the New Jerusalem. This was even a better resurrection than the two before. It was to meet the Lord in the air, and this group will have part in the New Jerusalem. Abraham looked for this city. It was never revealed till Paul mentions it in Hebrews and Galatians, and John mentions it in Revelation. Abraham will be on the earth in the 1,000 years, and he will be in the New Jerusalem after that. So those who will have faith like Abraham, both Jews and Gentiles, will have part in this as well. If Job, the malefactor, and the woman of Canaan had lived at this time, they could have embraced an earlier resurrection. The Gentiles before Paul had to become Jews to embrace that hope, but after Paul came on the scene, they did not have to become Jews or circumcised to become part of it. However, in Acts 28:28, God gave up and set aside the Jews for unbelief. With them went their special hopes. So now the Jews are set back on the same basis of the nations before the call of Abraham. So if they are set back, so has the grafting in process during Acts. There is no hope today for the coming or the apocalypse, that is the revelation. The grafting in process ceased and the believers died in faith, not having received their promises. Now, if Job, the malefactor, and the woman of Canaan could have lived until Paul wrote Ephesians, they could have embraced a still better hope and the earliest resurrection of all. Now, as a believer, you can embrace this hope today. You can believe Paul's last seven letters, beginning with Ephesians, and embrace the hope set forth in those letters. This is the highest, earliest, and best resurrection ever proclaimed. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. This is not the coming or the revelation on earth or in the air, but this is the appearing in glory. There are a lot of details we have left out because of time, and this is just an outline. And if this is new to you, please search the scriptures and see if these things are so. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com.